for that. In the name of Jesus.
Radio.
What happened here? Praise God, it said Block Talk Radio again, and I just was doing introductions, but praise God, we'll see. Welcome again to the Block Talk Radio Divine Connection, praise God, as we glorify and magnify the Lord, lift up his name, come together to worship him. It may be snowing and storming and raining and various other things going on across country as it's raining here too as well, but every day still is the Lord's day, and we're going to magnify his name and give glory and honor to him because he's truly worthy of all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be right now anyway? So we just have to just trust him, rest him, and believe, glory to God, that he'll bring us through and bring us out. So as we lift up his name today, coming boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, hallelujah, and mercy, glory to God, even in the time, as my sister often say, in the time of need, we bless the Lord, glory to God, and thank him for this hour and this opportunity that we can hear from the vessels tonight that God has blessed. Glory to God, arise and shine and give God glory. It's been our theme for the month of December for the speakers, and they have their own individual topics that was given unto them that the Lord blessed, and we're looking forward to none other than Prophetess Alicia Noom out of from Glory to God, Mountain View, California, and also our minister, Brother Black, from the minister of the gospel from out of Connecticut. And we thank God, glory to God, for both of them. And we're looking forward to God blessing and moving tonight in the name of Jesus in a special way. And even for the sacrifice for all of them due this week. She has been really with a hectic schedule and even pressed all the way up until this time, but still yet, stepping out by faith, and that's what God wants us to do, to get out of ourselves and get over into the Spirit. When we've been assigned to do things, when we just step back, he'll take charge, and we move ourselves out the way, and he'll prove himself in the midst. Big glory to God, and we thank God for Brother Black, and he's coming out of three services to come to do the services tonight on his post. So we thank God for both of them. So we're looking forward to God moving, no matter how the enemy, glory to God, might try to present itself to make it, make it, glory to God, as if though, hallelujah, they're unoppressed, but every day, because whatever time that God has given us to even share his word, to witness or put out his word, he's looking at the faithfulness in us, glory to God, being obedient to him. So I'm believing God. Our ears, glory to God, be open tonight and our heart open to receive. And all, glory to God, where we can see over into the spirit realm and believe God in the midst. Praise the Lord. Is that not? Y'all can't hear me? You can't hear me?
I hear you. I'm trying to call Block Talk, but couldn't get it.
Okay. We'll leave it. If you can't get it, stay on this line here. If you try again one more time, if you can't get it, just stay on this line then, okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you want to stay on it now. Go ahead. Stay on it now then. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're sorry, glory, for the interruption, but Mother is faithful, always being online, and something the enemy is trying to fight as anybody else being fought tonight to try to, because of the storm and whatever, to get on. If you have my number, we'll just try to merge a call to make it work for you tonight. And if it's somebody else that you do know, maybe they can also merge you in. But we're going to take authority over that now and believe God that it will not be any other interruptions. Not saying to me, but I'm talking about to try to keep them or whoever else that desiring to be on the line. So we bind that up and command Satan to loose his hold off of whatever devices. And if there's any cross up in the airways, because we know there is a lot of that going with all this trafficking, people glory got trying to bring out new companies and everything else, and it's causing some issues even with the lines. But nevertheless, to God be the glory. We're going to bless the Lord for those that are coming on, and we thanking the Lord and binding up the enemies trying to all of a sudden want to, you know, play a game with the computer. But nevertheless, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shall wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shall wash, shall away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shall wash away my sins. Hallelujah. My God reigns. And I pray he's reigning in your life. He says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty where I've set you free and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. We don't want to be going back in the filth and the things and the things that God has brought us out of. Now, we know this is a trick of the enemy. Screen was pulled up and now it's going to flip back. But in the meantime, we will be able to come on, even if I got to go over through my phone. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even though if you start out early, that does not stop him from interfering. But I praise God. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen our hearts. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Help us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, determined that we shall not be moved. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to keep looking up to the hills with coming to our help. And our help coming from the Lord. So we take authority over everything now that would try to interfere, that lets you know when you start coming in like a flood, we know God will raise up a standard, and that proves even the more that the power of his anointing is going to reign and move in the name of Jesus. So I know the prayer warriors are praying in the background, believing God, hallelujah, that God's blessing and his will shall be done in the name of Jesus. No matter what the enemy tries to pull, God always has a ram in the bush in an alternate direction, alternate and another strategy. So we're just going to bless the Lord and try it one more time on there. If it doesn't work, hallelujah, we're going to go right on to this phone that works just as well to pull it up. Hallelujah. Thank God for that amazing grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my dear.
Praise the Lord. I can't get on.
This is the devil. You know this is the enemy. Praise the Lord. Mother just called and said the same thing. So I'm wondering, is anybody online? Is my computer acting up? Oh, just hold on. Praise God. And just call me back in about 5 minutes and see if you if you can't get online.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That enemy is a liar. My Father is going to prove himself this night.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Shanda Rebe
Kutiraba.
Leandro Rebe Koshatara.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Shedana
Matitia.
Remove.
Shendia.
Thank you. Leandro
Rebe Kotorebe Kitia. Shanda Rebe Sitia. Hallelujah.
Every phone line.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Clarity.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. No hindrance.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing withheld. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Even the bills that be done. Lord, we just thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Your Holy Ghost flow. Heavenly flow.
Jesus. In Jesus' name. Well, I'm going to try it on my phone. Matter of fact, it's not showing nothing, even on the system. What the devil this is?
It ain't like you have to turn off and turn it back on, because it ain't got nothing to do with your system.
My goodness, right. Let me open these lines and see the two people that are on can hear.
Okay, well, let me call.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Can anyone on the line hear me?
Praise God, I can.
Yes.
Praise
Mother,
God, I can hear you.
Mother Zala called, and she can't get on, and Brother Black on the line can't get on. The devil is alive.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I couldn't get on there first, but it finally let me in.
Okay. They said they tried, but Sister Alicia and Mother McCormick They got in, but Brother Black said he couldn't get in, so he's going to go ahead and try again. The system is acting crazy tonight with the phones.
I guess the weather. Get caught up with weather.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see if anybody else can get on. I don't know what else to do, but just probably sing another praise song. And I know we don't want to be speaking just the three of us, but if that's all it is, we're going on with Jesus. I tell Brother Black to call me back on my phone if he can't get through. Yeah, in your name, Jesus.
Yeah, well, that probably can't get in.
Yeah, but anyway, Leisha's on there and Mother McCormick is on there.
Okay.
I don't understand. But, you know, like it is, a lot of storm going on. But, Lord, I thank you through the storm, through the rain, through the flood, through whatever. You still, everything got to bow at the name of Jesus. And this system and everything that's going on out there in the earth realm got to come in alignment with your word. In the name of Jesus. Whom God bless, no man can curse. And whom God curse, no man can bless. So no matter what is going on, we stand on your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This system is doing something. Lisa, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Praise
God. I've got you on mute right now.
Oh, okay, then, because I saw the things come off of whatever. Okay, as long as you're doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mother, I'm going to switch over and see if I can. You just stay on the line. I'm going to switch over and see if birds have the same problem. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll call Brother Black to try again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me see if I dial her number. Hi, were you having a problem getting on? Because Mother Alexander, she had to call me on my house, call me on the phone here, and Brother Black had to call. He couldn't get on. Leisha and Mother McCormick's on, but I don't know if nobody else just can't get on. So I said, let me call you. So
I can't get on.
All right, I'm going to have to merge your call on this phone then. Just stay right there. I'm going to have to call Brother Black. All righty. I'm at the merge pastor on Mother. We're going to, if it don't be but a few of us, we still, the devil's going to be alive. We may not stay on long, but whatever the storm or whatever's going on, let me see if I can get him back. In your name, Jesus. Praise the Lord, Brother Black. Just go ahead and call me back, sir, on this phone. We're about to merge. Pastor Bird couldn't get on either, so there's no telling about how many other people can't get on. So I'm going to have to call up all three of y'all merged on a cell phone. So you call back, and what if we'll merge you in? Because no matter what, I don't care if there were five of us or six, that word going to go forth, even if God bless y'all and he give it to y'all to cut it shorter or whatever, or just keep it going. So call me back.
Press 1. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Y'all still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Numbers. So I had to just go ahead and just go with what we have now. So praise the Lord. Alicia and Sister Minister Alicia and Minister Eminem, can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Praise God. Amen.
Okay, then. Right now, so far we've got to wait for Brother Black to try to, somebody was able to get in. Oh, he was able to get in just now. Okay. Praise the Lord. He made it through. So what we're going to do is go ahead and start the service. Praise the Lord. Have Pastor Bird, go ahead. Oh, somebody else was able to come in. Who is that? 918-3387. Okay. Well, anyway, somebody else was able to get in. So we're going to bless the Lord with those that leave the lines up. We just hope they stay muted on their side, because if I'm muted, I don't know if I can get them back in. Let me just mute still just in case, though. Okay. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get started. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to just change the scripture that I was going to read and just thank the Lord for Romans 8:28. All things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. That is going to be our blessing. Now, sing glory to God. Arise, shine, and give God glory. Thank God again, glory to God, for this night that we have come together to glorify and magnify the Lord. Even though the enemy is trying to agitate and aggravate, glory to God, with the system, with the storms, with the phones, with some people can't get through. But we're still going to give God glory, for as two stand touching, agreeing, how God will move in the midst. So we are going to stand together with the ones that have already came on and coming through. Thank God that Brother Black now was able to get through on the system. Glory to God, too. So Mother Alexander and Pastor Bird will be on the cell phone merch. Praise the Lord. So you may hear, glory to God, us, we may not be as clear on both lines, but we're going to thank the Lord. We're still going to be able to hear each other because we didn't have to do it before. So those who are on the line now, we just continue to welcome you to the Block Talk Radio. We're looking forward to God blessing and moving tonight with Prophetess Noon and Minister Black. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to receive none other than Pastor Bird. Go ahead and pray. And I just gave you the scripture in Romans 8:28. And we're going to prepare ourselves to go ahead and hear what the thus said the Lord as we introduce the speakers shortly after the prayer. Amen. For God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Father God, we do praise you and honor you. We give you glory tonight. We thank you, Father God, for the messengers that you're going to use tonight. We know, God, that the enemy comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. He will not be able to take this message, Father God, that you put in these two vessels tonight. It will come forth with power, the anointing, and clarity in the name of Jesus, that you have ordained, Father God, that you call. The enemy can't stop it or block it. So we thank you, Father God, for Brother Black and Prophetess Anoon tonight, dear God. We know that that cup is running over. We know, Father God, that this is something that the body needs. This is why the devil's fighting so hard. But God, we want to thank you for the gathering of the eagles tonight. As we come together tonight, God, to hear that word as it comes forth, we thank you, Father God, that it will be that bread to our bodies and our spirits that we need just right now, dear God, in Jesus' name. We ask that you bless them. We thank you that they are anointed to do what you called them to do. And, Father God, we come with expectation of receiving tonight. So, God, as they come forth to bring that word, open our ears, Father God, that spirit you hear, so we can hear what God is saying to his body and to his church tonight. We thank you for their obedient, Father God, to be in place to bring it forth tonight. Thanking you for Pastor BJ, God, who have given them space to speak forth what God said. So, Father God, bless them now in the name of Jesus as they come forth with the word of God. It's in the precious name of Jesus, and we come against every hindrance now in Jesus' name that will come against these speakers. in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, we do praise you, honor you, and we give you glory. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Praise the Lord for both of these speakers. We're going to introduce both at the same time. We're not going to do anything formal because the anointing is on them and God has blessed and they've spoken before. So if anybody hasn't heard them before, we're going to know that they're going to hear a word from the Lord because they're vessels, glory out, that God has ordained and they're sincere about, glory out, delivering so much so that this young lady that's getting ready to come up forth. Now she just don't like being, you know, before people, glory to God, if I don't get to study. But we just have to trust God when God gives us an assignment. We can't keep putting the assignment off. We got to do with it and put the enemy to flight because he wants us to stay where we'll be feeling withdrawn or can't get God's work done. But I know when God will have her to open her mouth each time she thought that God has blessed and proved himself. So it's just a matter of just trusting God. Thank God for the my brother, glory to God, hallelujah, that God blessed and been in three services already with his church and still fired up and ready to roll, glory to God, and let the Holy Spirit have his way. So I thank God for Prophetess Alicia Noom out of, at this time where she's residing with her family out in Mountain View, California, and our brother, Minister Black, that's, glory to God, that's up in Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, and thanking God, glory to God, for both of them, that God has blessed and anointed them, put a word in them, stirred the fire in them, and thank God that they are born again believers and blood washed, and not only just say, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, but there is a word in their belly, even when they witness or prophesy or just God minister through them on a daily basis. So we thank God, glory to God, and we're looking forward to God moving. And as I said, as there's enemies been fighting on these lines, nevertheless, God has our ears open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And once we hear, glory to God, if the lives open for others, that we come on later found. If not, we just can only share what thus said the Lord. But right now we're supporting them as they bless and open our ears so we can receive what God has for us this night. So at this time, receive none other than, glory to God, Prophetess Alicia Noon. Amen. And then soon after, you'll hear minister the prophet, glory to God, Black. Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I have to come before you right now. I'm praying again. I thank God for the prayer that was always already given. But God, even for myself right now, I stand before you asking you, Lord God, to remove me. God, remove whatever doubts and fears and concerns, Lord God, that I may have right now in the name of Jesus, all nervousness. God, I ask God that you forgive me for anything I have said or done wrong, things that I did and did not do, God, that was displeasing to your sight. Lord God, anything, God, that I may have done that even hindered this word, God, or didn't do, God, that could possibly hinder this word, I ask God that for your forgiveness and for your Holy Spirit now to just uprise in me, Lord God, and that you speak and give the word, God, that's needed to be given on today. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that everyone, God, that's supposed to be on here, God, was able to get on, was able to hear the word. And Lord God, I pray, God, that the word that's given is a word that it was necessary and needed for the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we bind and curse the enemy for anything else, God, to try to come up against it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Well, praise God. So my word that I have on tonight for our topic, as the theme is joy, is joy arise, shine, and give God the glory. And I may, Pastor Hubbard, have gotten the topic wrong, but in that, what I got was how to trust God in the storm. And things just started coming even that day when we spoke. So that is what I'm going with on tonight. So I ask for your forgiveness if I'm off topic for what you originally gave me in the name of Jesus. So anyway, the script, like I said, the topic is how to trust God in the storm. I did not realize that you all were in the middle of a real storm that is taking place. I know Mommy, Pastor Hubbard, had kind of mentioned something about the storm but didn't really think about it on today. So I said, okay, well, Lord, maybe I'll take that as one of the things in the name of Jesus. And anyway, so it's thinking about the the theme of it, Arise, Shine, and Give God the Glory, it's like, how do you give God the glory even in the midst of the storm? And so a couple things, and so the whole thing kept coming up with, you know, you got to be able to trust God. You got to be able to be in that place where you have faith in him and knowing that he's going to bring you out and that he's going to protect you and he's going to get you through it no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like. But then it's like, but how do you trust God in the midst of a storm? Like, how do you do it? In a regular storm, we begin to prepare, right? Even the Red Cross will tell you, make sure you have flashlights and batteries to match the flashlight. You know what kind of batteries you need. Have blankets, have food that can last you for at least 2 weeks if the power goes out, right? Make sure you got the water and the proper kind of food that won't perish. All these different things that we've learned how to prepare for, you know, for a storm. And it's the same thing with the Word of God. God has given us exactly what we need to do and how to prepare for the storm. And also not only how to prepare for it, and I like, and I'm kind of not on paper right now, I'm just talking. I know my sister, Carmelita Evangelist Ely, had said the other week about even having on the armor of God. Well, he's not going to tell you to put on the armor of God unless you got to prepare for war, right? There's a purpose and a reason why you have to have on the helmet of salvation. It's a reason why you have to have your sheep part shot with the preparation of the gospel. So the shield of faith. It's all these things because you're preparing for battle. And this is the thing that's going to help protect you and to keep you. But then at the same time, what are some of the things about trusting in God and being able to trust in him? And I realized that one of the things is that you got to be able to give up control. Sometimes we get into situations or situations come after us, and we're trying to control or figure out how to handle it, right? Some people have a hard time trusting because of their own experiences. They, you know, don't get me wrong now, experiences can be a teacher, but sometimes your experience can be a hindrance because your perception, for example, of people can be because of what you experience with them, but that doesn't mean that all people are like that. And when I was thinking of that, I'll just, you know, use us as women, you know, men too have done the same thing. You know, we've had some bad relationships with men, right? And so then the common saying or familiar saying is, well, you know, because you had this bad experience, well, all men are dogs. And then the same with men. They've had some bad relationship because some women can really, you know, do a number on some men that some men feel like, well, I can't trust no woman, you know, because all women are liars. All women are this way. But that's the perception that you have because of the experience that you went through. Excuse me. But that doesn't mean that it's true for everybody. It doesn't mean that it's true for everything. And so then you have to be able to open yourself up to be able to let go of that. And that in itself is hard to do when it comes to certain things, right, in our lives, whether it's trusting in the financial situation or it's trusting when it comes to the job, it's trusting when it comes to our family. But being able to trust and let go. Let go sometimes can be harder than holding on. Thank you, Jesus. This ain't even on my paper. Thank you, Lord. So sometimes letting go can even be harder than holding on. You would think of all the strength that it takes to hold on and not fall and hold on and not fail or hold on and not go, you know, into things that you know you don't have no business going into. But then sometimes just letting go. That is a hard one, because when you let go, sometimes when you let go, you don't know what the fall may be like, right? If you think about you holding on to a rope and you hanging on to the side of the building and you're like, okay, well, this rope is what's holding me still up here, right? That I haven't gotten a broken bone. I haven't, you know, bust my head wide open. I haven't really had to suffer any real injuries because I'm holding on, so I got a chance of keep holding on to be able to climb up. I'm just using this as an example. But letting go, I don't know where I'm going to fall. I don't know where what I'm going to hit. I don't know what the outcome is really going to be. But being believers in Christ, we have to be able to know to let go of our perceptions of things, let go of our past experiences, let go of what mom and daddy and everybody else that has told us about this and that, not saying everything that let go, but certain things sometimes that we can learn, and it can also cause us to have a certain way of looking at things, and being able to let go and just trust God. And I think about when it comes to your finances, being able to let go. Here it is, you know, you're trying to do everything you can to climb the corporate ladder. You're working all these different jobs trying to make sure that, you know, you got the money coming in the way that it needs to. But then because you're thinking about that scripture, well, faith without works is dead. So, yeah, I got the faith, but, you know, and the only way I can, you know, it can happen is I got to put some work in it. But at the same time, if you're putting more faith in your work, then you're not really trusting God, because the faith is in God, and while you move in his will and what he will have you to do. But if you're out of his will, then you're not trusting him. You're putting your trust in yourself and all the working that you're doing. I'm hoping this is making sense. And so the Bible tells us, lean not to our own understanding. For it's not to me, because, you know, we can think a certain thing and feel a certain way, and, you know, this happened before, and, you know, when that happened like that, then, you know, I can do it like this, you know. And then they said, if you do it this way, this is how it's going to happen. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he's going to direct your path. He's going to direct and tell you what to do, how to go about it. Go in, and I say that all the time. He'll tell you what to do and how to do it and when to do it. But you got to be able to trust him in knowing that he's got your back, that he's not going to let anything happen to you. And we also got to understand that knowing and doing are very two different things. Because we can know something. We can know what the word says. But then are we doing what the word says? Are we doing what God, the Holy Spirit, is giving us, you know, to do? And even in that, I was thinking about fear. Because with the whole idea of, you know, with things that has happened in your experiences, and then you're talking about letting go, then a lot of times with that comes fear. So how do you deal with that? And God says in Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So God's again saying, look, some things are going to happen. Some things are going to take place. That's true. The word of God says that the weapon may, I forgot exactly how the scripture goes. Y'all forgive me because I'm talking fast. How the scripture goes that just came to mind just now. But the main thing is the weapon may be formed, but it's not going to prosper. So that tells you, okay, there's some things out there that's going to come. There's some arrows that's going to fly by night and by day. But God is saying that I got you. If you just lean on me, if you just trust in me, I'll even hide you. I'll have you, you know, you be in that secret place. I'll hide you from any and everything that tries to come up against you. And there are some things that you're going to have to go through, because some of those things that you go through, some of these storms that you face, actually does work your faith. It works your patience. You know, so patience can have its perfect work. So we got to be able to understand that what God is having for us to do in our lives. And also, I thought about in that knowing and doing, the people of Israel came to know who God is. They knew that he was a deliverer. They came to know that he was a deliverer. They came to know that he was a way maker and a provider and a disciplinarian. And we see that all throughout. Now, yeah, were they lacking faith constantly? And the people of Israel kept doing something they had no business doing. That's why they ended up in there for 40 years just circling around, just circling. Or something they could have done in 30, I think it's 30 days, and it took them 40 years. So they just couldn't get their head right and get their spirit lined up with what God was saying for them to do and to be completely in obedience. But even in the midst of all of that, he kept proving himself over and over and over again. But at the same time, I thought about Moses, where the Word of God talked about where the people were thirsting. I'm trying to remember. Oh, please tell me I wrote that one down. Moses, the doing, the difference between knowing and doing. Exodus 17:1-6. I'm sorry. And it says, and all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in, Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore, the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith, that thou smotest the river, taking in thy hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders, in sight of the elders of Israel. And I'm thinking about this one, which because there's a certain commandment that God gave. So if I'm thinking with trust, there's got to be obedience. Even when, you know, it looks like everybody's coming up against you, and it looks like, oh, my God, it's almost unto death. There's got to be a place of obedience and hearing what God is saying. And because this one, he says, smoke the river and take in thine hand and go. And then it says later that and the water came out. But then they end up in another situation. Another time they've journeyed on. Another, I think this is after Miriam had passed and they done buried her. And that's in Numbers 20:1-13. And then it goes, and there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. Come on, this trial looks the same. We're thirsty, we don't journey again. We're back to being thirsty. And here we go again with people coming up against the men of God. And here we come again with the same complaint. Why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into the wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us unto this evil place? Is it no place of seed or of figs or of vines or of pomegranates? Neither is there any water to drink. Let me look back. I remember back over there, there was all of this, but now you brought us into this wilderness, and we ain't got nothing up in here. We dying of thirst. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together. One, that sounds familiar, right? Thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts to drink. And Moses took the rod, and before the Lord he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron and gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. I don't think he was supposed to smote it this time. I think that was over there in, was that Exodus. This one, God said to speak. But then he, in his disobedience, decided, well, it looks like the same thing from the last time. God did it then, he'll do it again. Now, thankfully, God did. He ended up still blessing, even in the midst of this particular disobedience. Because it says on down that he, when he did it, and the Lord spake unto Moses, I'm sorry, go back to 11, and Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Okay, well, you know, I didn't speak, even though this time I was told to speak and not to smite it, and we still got, the people still got blessed. But then they had to suffer some consequences. Because then the word of God says this, and the Lord says unto Moses and Aaron, and said, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. So now they can't even get into the promised land because they messed up. They were disobedient to what God told them. This is the water of Meribah because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. So we got to be careful in what we're doing just because the storm looks the same. Well, we've gone through hurricanes, just taking it to a natural sense. We've gone through hurricanes before. We know what hurricanes look like. So this time I'm just going to stay here in my house, and, you know, we'll just ride this one out. Because the last five hurricanes, they said the same thing, and nothing happened. And this time God is dealing with you and saying, get up, move, get out, do this or do that. Or even if it ain't even get up or get out, make sure that you have this and that. Oh, I don't feel like going to the store today. I don't feel like taking on and getting this today. And now the hurricane comes and knocks all your power out. And now you sitting up there and you ain't got nothing. All because you couldn't be obedient and listen to what, and that's just a small example. You know, in the natural sense. But then there can be things, you know, spiritually that God can give you what to do and how to do in a situation. But because you didn't do it right, I'll use my own family as an example. Back here some years ago, went through a lot in our household. There were some imbalances and things that were taking place. And, you know, any other time, yeah, I can run my mouth, say some things or what have you. And everything may seem, you know, get a little frustrated, but, you know, things get back on track. But this time, there were some areas where I know God told me to be quiet. And I had to apologize to my family. Like, there was time, yeah, there was definitely some things that was going on wrong. But there were some things, too, that God would tell me, uh-uh, don't say nothing. Keep your mouth shut. You don't have to speak on it. And I said, well, I don't understand why. And how come you said it? And you saying this, that, and the other. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it about tore the rag off the bush because it was just too much, too many times. And then I had to learn, wait a minute, hold up. I may be right in what I'm saying. I may be right in, you know, even the scriptures that I'm quoting. But how I'm going about it, because there's times when God will tell you to be quiet and there'll be times when God will tell you to speak. And if you're doing the opposite of what he's telling you, even though you can be right in what you're saying, you can turn around and be causing a whole nother mess that you're just like, oh, God, where did that fire come from? Well, you're the one who lit it because of your disobedience. So we got to be able to trust God in the midst of the storm, that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what is going on, that we're going to trust him. We got to be like Jesus. That was the other thing that came to mind when I was hearing, when Pastor Hubbard had gave me this. The topic, it was lean not to your understanding, give up control, and be like Jesus sleeping on a boat. And I was like, wait a minute, Jesus sleeping on a boat. And I had to go back, and I just read only a part of it because my schedule has just been so crazy, and y'all forgive me for that. Help me for that. I'll give you testimony in a minute. But I'm thinking, okay, Jesus asleep on the boat. And so I'm reading, and it's Mark 4, 35 through 40. And it says, and the same day, this is after he had been speaking to, oh, my God, who knows how many people he's been giving the parables about the kingdom of heaven. I believe it was about the kingdom of heaven. I got to go back and read it. But he had been speaking for quite some time. And so now he and the disciples have pulled away, and he expounded a little bit more with the disciples on the parables and the things that he spoke on. And then he went into Mark, then he went on to say that, let us pass over onto the other side. This is when evening has come, right, into the evening. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith. Here it is. Jesus is on the boat. He's right there with him. He had already gave the word. He said, we're going to go over to the other side. Now, mind you, he didn't tell them a storm was coming. I don't believe Jesus was in a place that he just didn't know. I mean, this is, you know, the great I am. So I don't believe he didn't know that a storm was coming. He said, he purposely said, let us go over to the other side. And then they got us in the ship, and he and all the others, they went with him. But Jesus being so cool about the whole thing, he was like, you know what? I'm going to take a nap in the process. Not only am I going to lay down, I'm going to fluff up my pillow, get it nice and right, and I'm going to get down here in the bottom of the boat, and I'm just going to take a nap. I'm going to sleep this thing off, and y'all wake me up when we get to the other side. Now, they're saying that all this water was coming in, right, that the boat was getting full. So that means this thing been going on for a minute. It wasn't like all of a sudden the sky just opened up, and then everything was just full, and then within 60 seconds they were downstairs. More than likely, this ship was tossing to and fro from side to side. They probably was dealing with the little wheel thing, trying to get it to go left and right. They were trying messing with the sails, trying to get it. They probably was trying to get the water up out the bucket. I mean, get the bucket of water, trying to get it out. And then finally come the realization, wait a minute. Jesus is on the boat, y'all. The miracle worker is on the boat. Let's go and talk to him and wake him up and find out what's going on. How you sleeping through this? How come do you not care about us? And that's how some of us feel in the midst of us, all of our storms that we're going through. Like, wait a minute now. It seems like I'm getting hit from to and fro from every side. And it's like, Jesus, where are you? Now, he ain't asleep. I can guarantee you, because, you know, that was flesh form at that time. But he said, God said that he's not like man, that he don't sleep. So he's awake. He's seeing the whole thing. The thing that he's trying to teach us in the midst of him sleeping in that moment is, trust me so that you can just rest in the midst of the storm. Trust me so that when the storm comes, it's just like you know how the babies, when they're tired of sleep, you just rock them, right? You put them in a little thing, and you just rock them, and they just finally go to sleep. You get them in the car, and they just bouncing down around or whatever. Next thing you know, they out like a light. That's all Jesus is saying. When storms come, just trust me. Trust me so and rest in me so that you can sleep through it, knowing that I'm going to deal with it. I will speak to the storm. I will do the work. If you just have the faith, I will work this thing out for you, that I'll speak to the storm and I'll say, peace, be still. And everything's got to calm down. And that's the point where we've got to get to in the midst of our storm, and trusting in God and having faith in him and leaning not to our understanding, letting go and just let God. If God's telling you to let go of something, that's because he's got greater things for you. He's not going to let you fall to the point where you're going to get hurt. He's going to catch you in the midst of those things, and he's going to pull you through. Now, I'm not saying you ain't going to have a little pain here and there every now and then because of some of the things that you may suffer and some of the things that you may see. We are in this world. We're not of this world. And there's some things that we're going to see. Some of us are suffering now just by watching what we're hearing on the news that's taking place in Israel and Palestine. And your heart might be breaking right now in the middle of it. And that's okay. But continue to trust and believe God in the midst of that. He's going to work whatever this situation out. Because he knew about it way before we did. And he's even got it in the scriptures to kind of let us know a day such as this is coming. But we got to trust and believe in him in the midst of it, and pray for our brothers and sisters on both sides. Because there are some that, yeah, you know, they might be called Palestinians, but some of them do believe in God and Jesus Christ. So be praying for them as well. And just because this one over here is Israel and they believe in God, but sometimes they act like the devil. So pray that they come to the knowledge and to do what is right. Defend your country, but do what's right. And at the same time, we're here, be kind to your brothers and sisters. Be kind to your neighbors. You know, and if they're not being kind to you, like the Bible says, continue to pray for them. And let that thing go. On the job situation, trust and believe God in the middle of that he's going to work everything out for your good. If it's time for you to move and move on to something else, okay, but then trust God that he's got you. That's what he's telling you to do. If he's telling you to stay, then you trust and believe God even in the midst of staying that he's going to work it out. Family acting up, things happening in the household, and you're like, what the world? Looks like the devil going to come in and just causing all kinds of chaos and confusion. Uh-uh. But God, you're going to get the glory out of this because I'm not going to put my hand in this. I'm going to speak when you tell me to speak, and I'm going to be quiet when you tell me to be quiet. I'm going to do what I need to do. And there may be times where other people might be looking in going, I wouldn't do that. What you doing there? Uh-uh. You got to do according to what God says in the midst of it. True enough, don't get caught up even in your own emotions of trying to do something a certain way because you feel a certain way. But at the same time, trust God in the middle of it and what he's saying about doing it. Things are going on in your body with healing needs to take place. The doctor's saying one thing. Okay, thank you for your medical advice. I appreciate it. Now I know what's going on. Now I know exactly what to pray for. Trust and believe God even in that. Don't go by what everybody else's experience has been. Oh, well, you know when so-and-so went through that and when they had and then they did. That was them. That was what they had to go through. My path may be different. So I'm going to trust and believe God, whatever he says for me and whatever it is that I need to do. And we're going to trust and believe God for that. And we're going to stand in the face of that so God can get the glory in all of it. In Jesus' name. That's all I have. Amen. Praise God.
Glory be unto God. That's all you have. Praise God. We'll remark later. At this time, receive none other than our minister Black. Thank God for the promptness. What a word. Praise God.
Oh, my God. That
praise
was
God. Awesome. Yes, amen.
In my mind, I was saying, I should have went first. I just thank
God.
God
proving himself.
Word.
That's what he's doing.
Oh, my God, there was so much. Half the stuff I forgot, it was full. But I
glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus. Be obedient to God.
Obey. I know what God is going to prove himself.
Do
yes.
What's right. Oh, Lord, thank you. And I know arise, shine, give God the glory is the theme. And my topic was, it's a dangerous thing to try to take God's glory.
Yes.
And I just thank God for the word today. Amen. I'm going to just give you what God has given me, and I'm going to get out your way. Father, I thank you for the word. I thank you, God, Lord, that you're going to guide me through what you have given me. And anything extra that you want to deposit in my spirit, I'm going to tell it, God. Lord, you get all the glory. You get all the honor now. And you get all the praise, oh Lord, until the hearts, Lord, continue to till their hearts that they'll receive something that you have given me that I can share with them. In Jesus' name, amen. And it says Isaiah chapter 42:8. Isaiah said, I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. There's also other translations. But it's dangerous to try to steal God's glory. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not yield my glory. I am alone at the Lord your God. No other God may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise. And this is another translation, and I like this one the best. Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give, share, yield my glory to another. I will not idols take the praise. Hallelujah. Now, in Daniel chapter 4, verses 27, King Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream about a large tree. The birds was nesting in it. The trees, the leaves were great on the branches, plenty of fruit. the beast of the field had so much shade under that tree. It was so large. But a watcher and holy one come to find out a watcher was the angels, and the holy one was God himself. His name is Jesus. And they said, cut the tree down and leave the stump. Strip the leaves from off the tree and let the fruit scatter. And seven times you will be eaten with the beast of the field until you come to your senses and know that the heavens are great. And so Daniel gave the interpretation. 12 months later, King Nebuchadnezzar began to speak after walking in the Babylonian kingdom, in the palace of Babylon. He spoke this. And I build this great Babylonian empire from my power for my own majesty. But while the words was in King Nebuchadnezzar's mouth, God spoke. He said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, the kingdom is stripped from you, and they will drive you out, and you will eat grass with the beast 7 years until you know it's that rules men and can the kingdom to whom and the Bible said, now he had been turned into a reprobate mind. His hair grew like eagle's feathers. That's large. And his claws grew like bird's claws. You know those eagle's claws get a grip? And he stayed in there 7 years eating grass with the beast. And after 7 years, he lifted his eyes up to heaven. And God restored him to his senses. And then he did. The blessed, the Most High, he began to call on the name of the Lord and honor him, give him all the glory. And he got saved, and the kingdom was restored to him. And from that day forth, he never took any glory, honor, or praise from God. Acts chapter 12, verse 23. King Herod took God's glory and didn't even know it. One day, I mean, he was just vexing the church and pleasing the Jews, the non-Christians, that is, put some apostles in jail. And, I mean, they were blessing him. And then on a set day, Herod arrayed himself in royal garments, and he placed himself on his throne, and he began to speak to the crowd, and the people shouted, that's the voice of a God and not a man. And he just received all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, and just inhaling it. And because he did not give God the praise, the Bible says immediately the angel smote him, and he gave up the ghost, and he was eaten up by worms. Try to take God's glory. The Bible says there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. We could talk about a lot of things. We could talk about this religion, that religion. A lot of people talk about a lot of things. But have we ever opened up the book and gave God a chance for ourselves? We could talk about this. We could talk about gas prices. We could talk about the Nation of Islam. We could talk about Chinese culture, Buddha. We could talk about, oh, God is no male nor female. Where'd you get that stuff from? You got to open up the word for yourself. You got to have a relationship for yourself. If we don't open up the word, we don't know. We won't know our blessings. We won't know who God is. We'll do things and don't even know we're taking God's glory. And we can be penalized because my people perish because of lack of knowledge. We'll miss it. We'll lose it. We'll go astray. And how can we get saved? It's by faith. Everybody don't have faith. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. This ain't no earthly faith. This is spiritual. This is from the kingdom of God. This is how we please God. This is how we live. That's how we call things which be not as though they were. That's how we move and operate. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Oh, hallelujah. We need to hear the word so we can be on point. We can't miss the beat and be off track. You know, sometimes what we think ain't even what the word says. We need to think what the word says. We need to do what the word says. Prophetess Anun said, do the right things. Apply the word to your life. Be obedient. Amen. That was the awesome message. And you know how we are. If we are in the flesh, there's pride and all kinds of evil works. There's strife and murmuring and complaining. And everything is the manifestation of the flesh and ain't nothing by faith because we don't know faith. We never spent time with faith. Amen. And here we find ourselves doing things, just getting the honor, getting the glory. Amen. Amen. Everybody's clapping because of me, and I don't say I give God the glory. Now, I can understand it if we weren't saved. This is what we do. Our only thing to do is rebel against the God of heaven and earth. But after we become saved, now we know if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Now we got to give God the glory because we shouldn't have been here anyway. So we get all the glory, honor, and praise. We don't take any of his glory. We give it back to the Father in Jesus' name. He's the one that glorifies us so that he can be glorified. Hallelujah. Remain humble. Hallelujah. Remain in his presence. We can't even get in a secret place any type of way. Can't even stand in his presence. Even back in the days of old, you go to the king's presence any time, looking any type of way without a smile on your face and looking and saying anything, you're dead. You're a dead person. They will cover your head and back you up. You'll get hanged. You'll get pierced with a sword. Your head will get chopped off because he is king. And there's only one way to come into his presence. Hilariously honoring the king. How much more the king of kings and the lord of lords. My God, I have for this I didn't write down. Psalms 40 said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Then many shall see and fear and shall trust in the Lord. A horrible pit. Nobody can get out of a horrible pit. How about this? Nobody can get out of jail unless somebody bind you out of jail, unless the judge said, okay, I'm going to let you out of jail, or the bail commissioner. Once we're in jail, we're in jail. We can't get out of jail on our own. How much more a horrible pit? That's some situation we've been influenced, and we just accepted it and put ourselves in a ditch that we couldn't get out of. We trapped our own selves thinking it was going to be all right. We was influenced by some entity and fell for the okey-doke. A horrible pit. It takes the deliverance of the Lord. The enemy did something to help us get there. We obeyed the enemy. That's the whole cause. In the flesh, we went astray again. And that's we cry out, Lord, help me. And the muck in the mire is a slippery rock. It's like going downhill on a 75, 85 degree angle on pure slick ice, banana peelings in a handbasket, and no, you can't be stopped. Ain't no stop sign, y'all. Ain't no stop sign. There's no way we can get out. It takes the hand of God to snatch us out of that basket. He's the only way, he's the only one that can do it. Everybody will go down. So we couldn't even brag. Who could we brag to and say, I got myself up out of that thing, girl? Boy, let me tell you, if I had to do it, I'd do it again. Ain't no way. Only thing we was doing, and if the people didn't know God, they was praying, oh, God, help me. Athens was praying because we needed a power that was greater than ours. It takes the hand, the power of the Holy Ghost to snatch us from that slime, that horrible pit, the muck and the mire. And we can look back over our life and see how many times and how God snatched us, where God snatched us from. Now we know why, because it's always to minister to other people, because he has a plan for our life and to give him glory and not to take any glory, honor, and praise from him. He said he has a plan for us. He knows the thoughts he has for us of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end, a hope in the future. Amen. And no one can ever say they got themselves out of it. You can't. You just can't. It's a slippery rock. We couldn't get ourselves out of these things that we entrapped ourselves into. We can't even get delivered unless God does the deliverance. There's some things that we don't even want to let go. But God, by his grace and mercy, still works with us, still has us under a potter's wheel, still breaking us and molding us, mending us, putting us back together, putting some water so he can smooth us out, that our heart may not remain stony, but he'll give us a heart of flesh so that we can receive his word and be obedient, apply his word to our life, and not continue to rebel. Amen. I just thank God. I thank God for the word. I also Oh, Lord, just bear with me for 1 minute. I'll tell you. Now, I don't know where the rest of this message went, but I will tell you that God, just like Prophet Noon said with Moses, God said, speak to the rock. And he smote the rock twice. He couldn't go into the promised land, neither take the rest of the Israelites in there. And this one thing that I learned, watch who's leading you. Watch who's leading you. You have to make sure this filled Bible believing and applying the word of God to their life so that we can follow them as they follow Christ. And not only that, he died and didn't make it in the promised land. How much more will we try to take God's glory in any shape, form, or fashion and still live? We'll die because we're taking something that doesn't belong to us. We were created. We did not create. How can a created thing try to take something from the creator? It's just as quick as I made you. It's just as quick as I'll destroy you. Don't speak about man who will kill soul, but worry about the one who will kill the soul and catch you and kill the body. Excuse me, don't worry about man who will kill the body, but worry about the one who will kill the body and cast your soul into hell. That's eternal. Stealing something from the Father. The Father gave us all things, but the Father gave us the right things. The enemy tried to cause us to poison ourselves, to put poison in the mix, to put poison in the conversations. He even tried to poison our obedience by causing us to become disobedient, rebellious against the word. He's an antichrist, so he's stealing. Many times we steal God's praise. We steal the opportunity in our work hours, places where he's supposed to be, reading our word. Don't even spend time with praise anymore, worship. No quality time anymore. Just reading the word and praising him. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. How can we be built up in our innermost faith? Amen. The opportunities we share, we're always saying something negative and nothing positive. Always speaking death and not life. Always speaking curses and not blessings. We're taking God's glory and don't even know it. My God. We're driving down the street and somebody cut us off and we just can't say, God, I give you the glory. Because, Lord, you made me more mature. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. Bless that person that they'll be able to drive right. These are the ways we have to get our thought pattern right. And this is on an individual basis. I got enough in me. I ain't got no time looking at you. I don't even want to look at you because every time I look at you, I miss something in my own life. I ain't going to try to sweep around your front door when my backyard is jacked up. I need to get my life right. I'm heaven bound. Amen. I want to be about kingdom business all the days of my life. How can I come boldly into the presence of God to obtain mercy, find grace in time of need, and I'm stealing from him? Every day I'm saying, yeah, I'm going to do better. It's this season. I'm going to get it right. It ain't never changed yet. Shaliki. Mandeke. Ain't never changed yet. sons and daughters see me doing the same exact thing that I was doing last year and the year before that and the year before that. Maybe I got a little better. Maybe I start saying hi to somebody that I ain't say hi to. But I never witnessed, never said Jesus loves you. Never gave it the opportunity because what's going on in my life, like, amen, Anun said, Prophetess Anun said, fear. Fear tries to grip you, but God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. We're in the wrong place. We're in the wrong setting. He has given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And my thing is for me to utilize it all the days of my life. I'm not settling for nothing. I didn't settle for nothing out in the world, even though I wanted the fame. I wanted the glory because I didn't know better. Now I know better. God keeps me alive. He causes me to wake up that day. And he causes me to lay down and have a sweet sleep at night. It's God doing all of this. It's his grace that we shouldn't get, that we get, and his mercy that we get, that we shouldn't get. Or grace and mercy. His mercy is that we're getting that we shouldn't get. His grace. Amen. That too. Amen, amen. But I just thank God for this word. I just thank God. And even though I picked up my recorder, I don't know what happened to the message. But I just thank God, even with the devil, with his five, I will ascend my throne higher than the throne of God. He was created. He had 12. He had 10 of the most valuable stones built on his body. He had pipes built in his back when he flew down to earth and then came back to heaven. The most beautiful sounds came forth from him, and angels began to praise him, and he began to take the glory. He said because of his beauty, angels was like, wow. And God knew it all along. He said, there was iniquity found in you. And then you start running your mouth. One-third of the angels you got together and try to overtake the throne of God. You know, God is the glory. How could you take something from someone who is that very thing? Hey, outside of God, there is no glory. God is the glory. It's like, let me put it in layman's form. If I, let me see. Okay, my name is Robert Black. Everybody running around trying to steal a Robert Black, trying to take a Robert Black, trying to find out what's going on, if I could have that Robert Black. But they running in the stores and something like that, and they're stealing all kinds of stuff. But they didn't steal nothing. They didn't steal the Robert Black because I am Robert Black. You can't steal something. You're stealing something from the Creator that is the Creator. You can't take his glory. He is the glory. Oh, my God. I try to explain it as best as I can. Amen. He is glory. That's his name. Amen. He comes with it. He is it. It's a part of him. Amen. And I just thank God for the word tonight. I hope somebody got something from this. God bless you. Back in your hands.
Praise the Lord. This word has been powerful from both of you tonight. And before we go any further, it might be somebody on the line, their hearts were touched with something, glory to God, they might need prayer for, or it might be the fact that they need prayer for whatever the situation. The lines are open, and then we're going to take remarks, and we're going to start with, once that happens, we're going to start with Prophet Bird. But first, we're going to find out, is there anyone really in need of prayer right now? We want to take that request.
Minister BJ.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God. And I want to ask for prayer for these respiratory issues that's going around. I just thank and praise God for who he is, and he is his word. And I have enjoyed everything so far. But just pray about, a lot of people are having respiratory issues. I had to go to the ER at the VA because I had a wheezing attack, a lot of wheezing. I had some post-nasal drip last week, and a wheezing, and they put me on the breathing machine, and thank God for that, and got some prednisone and a buterol. So, but that tells me a lot of people, I see a lot of people was up there, and they said a lot of this respiratory stuff is going around, so I'm asking for special prayer that God will release his virtuous healing power upon those who have been attacked with this respiratory issues in Christ Jesus' name, and thanking and praising God, hallelujah, that he is God, and the sick are the healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Minister Anum or Minister Black, whichever one, want to go ahead and take that prayer request?
Father God, we just thank you right now. We curse every bug, every symptom in the name of Jesus, everything that's in the water, that food, any scientist trying to do something concerning a co-relationship, everything that's on the trees and the leaves, in the name of Jesus, that's on everybody's place of residence and outside and inside the homes. Satan, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you, and I speak death to your tactics. Now, in the name of Jesus, according to the word of God, no weapon that's formed against them and us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. For this is our heritage, and our righteousness is of the Lord, says God. Speak a clean system. In our blood, in our immune system, in our respiratory system, our breathing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of the head to the soles of their feet, God, whether they're saved or not saved, you said you reign on the just as well as the unjust, and so we speak it over the community right now in the name of Jesus, and we command a north wind to drive it out, drive the poison, the bugs, the respiratory poison, the germs that causes respiratory conditions in the name of Jesus. And we speak normalcy, God. We speak health. We speak virtue to every area of their entire being, God. We speak normalcy in the name of Jesus. We speak your healing virtue over the entire community, from the oldest to the youngest, every hospital, every house, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless God. Anyone else? Praise God. Bless the
Hello.
Lord.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'm just asking for prayer for
Yes.
I concur with the prayer request for about, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the prayer request I'm asking for one of the members at our church to just keep her family prayer, the Wilson and Covington family, just some things going on, just keep her lifted, and she's having some type of respiratory issues or sinus infection, so asking to keep her in prayer. Her name is Sister Wilson and her family, you can keep her lifted. But also, I just want to pray over my pastor. She's had another death, and I think it was a friend church, like another pastor's family member, but again, someone she knew closely. So just praying for her, because it seems like it's been a lot of death this year that she's had to either deal with that's in our church or something around us, her related in some capacity. So just keep asking God for strength for her and just encouragement as she's trying to do everything to continue to minister as a pastor, but then just dealing with, you know, a lot of grief that's been coming around. So I just ask for God to just continue to strengthen her and her husband and the choirs. And just praying for all of our health, because these, some of these people have just been unexpected deaths, like young and all different ages, so that we just praying that we would do our part, what we can do, to maintain our health.
Okay. Minister Anum or Brother Black, will you take that one?
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, as we just heard the request, Father God, I come before you now lifting up, first off, all those who have lost a loved one. Evangelist, even just saying with her pastor, Lord God, whether it's a family or a friend, as we also know, we've just lost someone close within Pastor Hubbard's friends. I'm praying, Lord God, that you bless and comfort their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you comfort them in the midst of all of this. And, Lord God, that you will help them, God, to be able to stand strong and to be able to endure in the name of Jesus. But at the same time, we know, Lord God, that grief does come. And as you said in your word, there's a time and a season for everything. So if it means, Lord God, that pastor has to weep or cry at the time of, you know, of knowing there's someone that you have lost, whether they're going on home to glory or not, it's still a hurtful feeling. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that you will allow her to release in the name of Jesus and her husband, Lord God, if need be. But, Lord God, I'm also asking, God, that you strengthen her now. Lord God, she's hearing so much and having to bear so much in the name of Jesus and still trying to continue to do the work of God and do your will, Lord God, and be the daughter of Zion that you have called her to be. I'm asking, God, that you hold her up in the name of Jesus. God, that the church, God, will continue to keep her uplifted in prayer and surround her with love, Lord God, and be able to be a helpmate to her, God, and anything, God, that she will need during this time, as well as for those families right now that are suffering as well. And Lord God, we're not just praying for hers, but for so many, God, that are going through a loss. As a lot of us do at the end of the year, it just seems like it hits even a little different, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I'm praying, God, that you comfort their hearts. I'm praying, God, for those of us that are yet living, God, that we use this time, God, to give you glory and honor. God, that we find ourselves doing the work that you've called us to do, that we continue to be strengthening you. I pray, God, for salvation, God, for those who don't know you and the pardon of their sins. Lord God, time is running out. You're soon to return. We don't know when you're going to call us home. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that we find ourselves in the place, God, that you have called and for us to be in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, Lord God, that you comfort Evangelist Ely's heart, Lord God, even as she has been having to stand in place at times and going to the sick and the shut in, and for those others, God, that are here, God, they're also having to do that and still yet trying to have a family time and be able to have time for yourself. That in itself can feel weighted. I pray, God, that we cast all those cares back onto you in the name of Jesus, God, and you continue to strengthen her and her life as well, as she's also trying to minister to others in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, God, for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do in each and every one of our lives in the name of Jesus. And we just pray, God, as she also mentioned, along with all of this that's going on with the respiratory, God, that you will give us wisdom and what to do and how to do. You will breathe life into each and every one of us, God, as Brother Black was just saying, that the blood cells, the white blood cells, God, were continue to increase in the name of Jesus to fight off whatever this thing that's going on. Strengthen our immune system in the name of Jesus. And we give you the honor, the glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. I want to ask for prayer for myself as well, and I want to give
Also, just comment, because I'm going to have to leave the line
Yes. And
get something to eat. But ever since I had that fall, I'm still going through, after that concussion, I'm still going through the dizziness and headaches. So I just want you to keep that in prayer and just pray that this will cease soon, in the name of Jesus, because I know he's a healer. And also, I just want to say, what a word tonight. I mean, this is a word for right now and for all of us in the season. I know that I received that word, and that word was a right now word. That was one of those rhema words. That was something that we all needed to hear tonight. When you said trusting God even in the midst of the storm, you know, sometimes it's hard for us. And I'm going to say this for women. I know it's for men too, but sometimes women have had to take roles on that they shouldn't have to take. And we have learned to be strong. We have learned to make decisions. And some of us, even when we had husbands in the house, or some of us when we didn't, we had to make decisions for our families. So we have learned how to make it through the storms. And in the midst of that, we have trusted sometimes in our own decisions and not give that thing directly to God. So as she's talking, I just heard that in my spirit, that just like she said, sometimes it's harder when we keep trying to hold on to it than to give it to God. But we got to learn that in the midst of a storm, that we got to release that thing, whatever it is, and give it to God, because he is able to handle it. And we have to just let go of that control that we got and give it into the hands of God, because there are some things we will never fix and some things we can't do nothing about. And when Brother Black said, giving God the glory, glory to God, sometimes we think it's us and not God. And in the midst of that, we forget to give God praise and thank him for bringing us through. And even sometimes we think ideas are coming from us, but it's actually God that has given us those great and mighty ideas. So in everything that we do, everything that we say, we got to give God his glory.
Yes.
Because when we don't, it costs us something. And he just talked about how it costs something not to trust in God, but the God we serve, even in the midst of that, even in after those 7 years, he came back because of his mercy and his grace, and he reestablished him. So in whatever we do and how much we think it's, I'm doing it, that's my idea. We got to remember in all things acknowledge him and let him direct our path. So that message was for me. I mean, it was a powerful message from these man and woman of God. And I took that personal. I'm not sticking my thing at somebody else, but it came back to me. So I just want to thank both of them for that word tonight and allowing God to use them so mightily. I enjoyed that much. Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Prophet. Amen. Like I said, she had to leave the line, so she's gotten hers in now. And also that prayer request, we need to go ahead and take care of that prayer request right now. One of you go ahead. Prophet,
Father,
about this. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, she's your friend. You are her friend. She is the branch, and you are the true vine. And that is the husband, man, God. We just thank you, God, that, Lord, none can pluck her out of your hand, God. Lord, she loves you, Lord, with her whole heart, God. Lord, and she's obedient. She's faithful. She does serve you, God, according to your word. Father, now I ask now, God, Lord, even when I had a concussion, the doctor told me many times you just have to sit in the dark room and it just has to be quiet, and that's where your healing come from. But God, we speak, Lord, a quickening, God, Lord,
yeah,
in her head, Lord, concerning that concussion, concerning every symptom, everything that's connected to that concussion, God. Lord, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God, do a supernatural quickening, God. Touch her, God, like only you can touch her, God. We speak your healing virtue to her entire anatomy right now, God. And the things that are missing, the things that are broken or out of place, God, correct them, God. Do your strategic surgical, hallelujah, at this time, God. Lord, and not the enemy, because she's not the enemy. She is only yours. God, we thank you for the healing now. We thank you that she can have a sweet sleep. And we bind the hands of the enemy all around her property, in everything that she's doing, God. We dismiss you from your assignment. Now we speak angels of God to a camp around about her, her property, and all that she is doing. And Holy Spirit, you lead her, God, and give her the wisdom how to work through everything. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes,
for the prayer. God bless.
Amen.
Bless
God.
Bless
God. Amen. Praise God. Mother Alexander, and then we're going down the road from anyone else that have a prayer request, because I know both of y'all on this bridging on the other phone call. So go ahead, Mother Alexander.
Praise the Lord. I enjoy everything that was said tonight. I'm God for two good speakers.
Yes.
I thank God for the black, and I thank God for Sister Mills. I know that the word of God said, trust him, and really, we can trust God, but we got to know by ourselves that this is the word of God. A lot of people don't believe because they don't trust him. And those two words, believe and trust, is what's going to put you through the storm. No matter what goes on, believe God and you stand. I don't care if the storm coming towards you, believe God and you take your stand. God will never let you down. So I thank God. Thank you, Sister Noon, for bringing that word tonight, because a lot of people need to know that you got to trust God, man, no matter what's coming against you. Trust him and believe him, because without both of those words, faith, trust, and believe, you got nothing. And the black come with glory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that glory belongs to God. He tells us that in his word. No matter what goes on in this world, don't try to take the glory. You bring a good message. Don't try to go up there. Oh, I did this. No. God gave you the power and the authority, and you can do that. And next thing he tells us in Isaiah chapter 44, that's 42, that's what Brother Black brings. That is exactly what God wants us to do, man, because he said it in chapter 42 in verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name.
Mm-hmm.
And what he say? My glory I give no man. Neither praise the graven image, stand before image and grant the image. That's not of God, baby. And I'd like when you said about that regardless what, give God the glory. Give God the glory. And when you talk about that, I believe in my heart. That's the way God wants us to do. Number one, two, in the same page, chapter 42, the same page tells us in verse 10, let them give glory unto God. And he really wants us to, wherever we are, give God the glory. And so I really enjoy tonight from these two speakers, powerful speakers.
Yes.
I enjoy it. Thank God for both of them. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you.
You still there, Sister Noon?
Yeah, it took me a minute to get back to the screen. On you. I praise God. I thank God for the comments for what you said. And, yes, I definitely give God the glory and the praise for what was spoken through me and, oh, my God, through Brother Black. I praise God. And while I got a minute, I'm going to thank God for the word that Brother Black also gave on tonight. As I say that giving, taking God's glory is a dangerous thing. Amen. Praise God. That in itself was a sermon. And I thank God for that. And, you know, saying that what you may think is what the word is, what God is saying, may not be it. And also just think about that muck and mire. I never really understood when they say catch you out of the muck and mire. I just thought stuck. But I didn't think about, oh, how slippery, what a slippery slope that can be. And that, you know, you just keep going until you can't go any further. Next thing you know, you done hit downhill, praise God, and that only God can bring you out of it. And how we have to be so careful about just taking on things, like what you were saying, how the king, he just received the glory, when he should have just at that moment said, we give God the glory. It's not that I'm a God. I'm just man. And thank God for God that will speak through me, but that is not me. So I thank and praise God for that word and how we have to be careful that even in our inner self that we're not taking on pride when we hear, oh, you did such a great job, and, oh, what a wonderful plan that you came up with or what have you, and to recognize that it was only by the grace of God that he's given us these things and being able to be who we are, and that is God that's shining through us, and to make sure that we give him the glory. People may not understand when they're saying it to us, but even within ourselves, just making sure that we don't take on and become prideful. So I do thank God for that word on tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I know you probably had to go to, but normally, the speakers normally is last when they give remarks, but I know you probably have to step off the line. So, Brother Black, if you need to go ahead and put your remark in, then we'll catch the remarks of the others afterwards. Praise God, just in case.
You know something? I'm going to wait.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Because I know she's coming on, and her husband just got back in from Texas just yesterday evening or last night when they finally got home and whatever. So I didn't know how long she was going to be able to stay on the line. So that's why I say if you needed to for her to hear anything you had to say concerning the word.
I will say something. I loved it when you was talking about the storms. And then you spoke and said, there's, you know, all kinds of storms on an individual basis in our lives that we went through, that we're going through, even will, you know, come against. And I loved it. And then there's one thing you say when you know the word, but there's another thing when you do the word. You got to do the word, not just know the word. James said you got to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And I thank God for that. But there was a story my apostle shared after she spoke. There was a storm, and a pastor and her daughter was in the vehicle, and there were cars all over the highway. And it was, I mean, you couldn't see in front of you. And everybody started pulling to the side of the road because they couldn't see. And the pastor said to her daughter, keep driving through, just drive through the storm. And she said, I can't see. And he said, just drive through. And then after a while, she said, we drive through the storm. And he said, looking back at you, do you see any cars? He said, no. She said, no. He said, because they pulled on the side. Many times we go through storms in our life and begin to give up and pull on the side. But God is saying, just stand, drive through the storm, stand through the trials and tribulations of your life. It's not going to stay there. You're going to go through them, but you're going to go through. You don't have to give up and pull to the side. God's going to see you through.
Amen. And that's what I wanted to share.
That's powerful. It's just like when you heard a word, just like she was saying earlier, when you hear from God, because it makes me think about when she was saying, I had to piggyback real quick, because something she said when, you know, whether it's just something that a family member or someone else say or this, that, and the other, you got to make sure in the midst of that storm, hear the word of God to know what he says, because even with your own ideas, your own feelings or emotions and whatever you're tired about, we need to definitely hear. So when you're looking at that in both sides right there, it's a powerful, the key to it, all of it, in the middle of it is hearing the voice of God to know to keep going through whatever it is, or whether he says, like he says, a storm. You know, went through five storms, and some people say, well, we done weathered three, five storms now. We still going to stay in. And this time right here, we still trying to hold on. Next thing you know, everything torn up and lost everything, and sometimes losing your life or one of your lives in it, because now we thinking, oh, we going to ride it on out. But the same thing sometimes with believers do, and we know what the world have, that kind of mentality, but it's kind of the same thing that's in the household of faith. And sometimes we just go through those things and don't put our trust and our faith together, like Mother was just saying, and you all have been saying, for we to be able to stand and go through and not to get no glory, take no glory from the Lord, no matter what. However we came through these storms, however we just go through life, or whatever idea, or whatever ministry, or whatever talent he gave us, or whatever he did on the job, or what creativity he gave us, remember where it came from, because God can bless you to have a PhD, and he can blow in to be fool tomorrow and don't know your name. Okay, who's next?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll give my comments. Praise the Lord. I just, first of all, want to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, excuse me, for both speakers, praise the Lord. I want to thank and praise God for being so good, for blessing me to be able to get out and go to church this morning, because I know a lot of people didn't expect to see me. But I thank and praise God. And last night was a very difficult night because I was having some struggles with my breathing issues. But I thank and praise God that I heard what he said in his word, and I began to lay hands on myself and pray for myself, praise God. And I said, God, I thank you that I am healed and I am delivered.
Yeah.
I thank you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Begin to speak over my body and my heart. I think because I had that breathing treatment, a lot of steroids is in that breathing treatment. And so when I got home, I think what happened is I tried to lay down, it made my heart race just as fast. And it was a lot of pain in my chest. So I thank and praise God. After some time, I had to keep telling the devil, you're a liar, you're not authorized to take up any residence in my life. In
Amen.
You're not authorized here. And I just thank and praise God. After some time, like I said, I was able to lay down and rest, praise God. And I give the glory, the honor, and the
thank
praise
you,
to God for being faithful. God is a faithful God. And as Minister Alicia was ministering, that was Minister Alicia, right?
Yes.
Yes. Praise God. She was saying how to trust God in the storm. Praise God. You better know who God is. Hallelujah. Because challenges, storms are going to come. And I love what Matthew, the 7th chapter, talks about. He that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them would be like a wise man that built his house on a rock. You better know who Jesus is for yourself, because when challenges come in life, and if you in this journey of life, you're going to hit some roadblocks, but you better know what to do. And I like how she brought out how what you're going to do is, she kept mentioning how you're going to trust God. How you going to trust him? Well, you got to know him, praise God, and I put down relationship with God. And she said, how? And then she began to say, you got to prepare. Just in the natural, you got to prepare for the military, prepare for war. So it is with, and God has, and then she went ahead and said, how? By you know, the word of God. You got to study God's word. You got to get an agreement with his word and decide, you know what? And I heard Brother Black say that too, praise God. You got to know the word, and you got to begin to trust, praise God. Take God at his word. Hallelujah. know enough about God that he is not no fake. Praise God, he is genuine. He is supernatural, miracle-working, healing God. He's the God that's more than enough. Hallelujah. You got to know who God is, and you got to know what his word says, and you got to be willing to stand up. I don't care what comes. And then she made a statement, you must be willing to give up control. Now, and I heard Prophet Bird mention something about that. A lot of time people, and she was right, a lot of time women are put in positions where they have to make decisions, and they sometimes you get in a place where you think, okay, well, it's been working in the past, but you got to be careful. You got to make sure you're not trying to be number one, taking control, and let God. You got to sometimes you, and I say this to people when they come asking for prayer. I said, if you're going to ask, pray, why you come and your head hanging down like you're going to go back with the same crocus sack you brought to the altar. Look here, you're going to either come believing or not. So I pray that, I just think and praise God how the word was brought out. Praise God. You must be willing. We got to be willing to allow God. And I heard Brother Black say, when you're going through, God is, and this is one thing you got to realize, you're not going through that storm by yourself. Hallelujah. God has given us a comforter. He's given us a helper. He's given us a person that goes alongside and be with us and to guide us all the way. So you're not doing it on your own, praise God, but you got to be willing to release your controls to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. What the word of God says. So how do you do it? Realize that you're not alone, but Jesus is in the ship with you. He's in the boat. Glory be to God. Brother Black, you came, and I love that. I wrote down a few things. And you said it's a dangerous thing to take God's glory. And then when you talked about the guy who didn't even know he had took God's glory, but he found out. I know you talked about Nebuchadnezzar. He had to learn. Hallelujah. You better not try to take the glory. Sometimes people get out of their place. Just because you're the king don't mean then you lifting up statues so people can bow down to your statues and you can find out who God really is. Praise God, and he had to find out, and praise God, and he had to learn, but he had not before he behaved like an animal. Hello, somebody. But anyway, I think and praise God for that good word, the kingdom, praise God. You talked, gave a lot of good information, and I just wrote down a few things. Praise God, and I love that how you talk about, I think it was in, was it Psalms 40? Isaiah 42, and then you gave one, I think it was Psalms 40 also. And I began to just put down, praise God, every praise, hallelujah, glory be to God, it's to our God. That's a song. Every word of worship on one accord, hallelujah, every praise belong to God, hallelujah. I thank and praise God, and you said, you were saying a whole lot of things. You said, I need to, and then you start just speaking in the spirit. I think you start talking about, hallelujah, you trying to point basically fingers at somebody else, and you got your own mess. You clean up your sleeper, and I put it like this, what the William brother saying, sweep around your own front door for you trying to sweep around mine. It could have been somebody else. And don't just say, and I heard you say, don't just say what you won't do, and I put a note, just do it. Don't stop saying what you want to do. I'm going to do better next year. Do it. You ain't got to say it. You just do better, praise God. Do better tomorrow. If God bless you to see tomorrow and give you those new mercies that you talk about, do it tomorrow. And you got help, the Holy Spirit, praise God. I appreciate both of you guys did an awesome, wonderful job, and I thank and praise God. And as Pastor Sims say, live long and prosper in the kingdom way in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I thank God for Prophet Noon, how she was talking about different things she was saying about the storm and stuff. And then I thought about, I said, there are so many different storms that really come in our life. You know, there comes some storm that might tear us down. And then may come some storms might just kind of bend us over a little bit, and we come back up. And either way, we're going to come back up, but there's something that's going to really tear us down a little bit. But then God, like Brother Black said, but then God still get the glory and stuff. So I thank God for that. I was looking at this part right here where I was reading about where Prophet Noon was talking about how to prepare yourself. And you do have to prepare yourself for different things that may be coming through in life, in the natural as well in the spiritual realm. And then she came forward and said, let go of our past experience. You know, sometimes we got to let go of that past experience or things that we have went through in the past. And the main thing that I'm going to say, well, I really like what she just said, trust God. That's the main thing. We just got to trust God no matter what. And then Minister Black, I thank God for him, how he was. The main thing that I really enjoyed about him when he was saying about my people are perished because of lack of knowledge. And that's one of the words that I like that word because at time in my life when I used to go through situations in my life, I didn't hardly know what the word was saying. You know how back in the day, I don't know if how people used to go to church. And there were some people used to go to church. I know I used to go. Like I was just going to say myself, go to church and just listen at what the pastor said. Don't know a bit more if he's saying the right thing or not. You ain't got no Bible. You ain't read the Bible. You don't know what the Bible said, but you just listen at what he said. And so I just thank God for that word of God. Said my people perish because of lack of knowledge, and that's what a lot of people are doing. There's some still perish because of lack of knowledge because they are ever coming to the knowledge, but never coming to the world. Ever learned it, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. That's it. So that's just the way it is. And then I like the part where he said, and I wait patient on the Lord, and let us have an ear to hear what the word says. We need to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord says. And so I just thank God. All of it was just good. It was just thank God for that word on tonight. Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Good evening. I just want to say thank the Lord for just being able to hear the word at any given time. Thank God for hearing the word from Brother Black and my sister, Alicia Noon. I want to thank God that y'all just want to pour into the people and give them a word. That's just one thing I just remember from what Prophet Noon was like, something that stuck to me is obedience is better than sacrifice. And that was what stuck out to me, just like, you know, and so many words in what she was saying. And then Brother Black and just being encouraged to be about our Father's business. And so just at this point, we just, as the word is always coming on this prayer line, is that just stay and hold fast to God's word and just his unchanging word. But also we got to take accountability for us for what we're supposed to be doing for the body, but all directly for God, and just staying for it, focus and staying on the course.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I praise God. It's been such a powerful word on both these young people. Bless the Lord, a man of God and woman of God. Truly, God has proven himself even all the challenges before coming on. And it just inspires you the more when you hear the word come out, just to know that this was something that the enemy wanted to block. And thank God for Pastor Bird, even in her prayers, too. And now all of us touching and agreeing that no matter what, God was going to bring this word through tonight. And I'm telling you, so many have already pulled out some of the great and powerful words that I wanted to say and thinking, and it's out there already about the doing. I did say a little bit in between already, but I bless the Lord for you, prophetess, and you know my heart is really inspired and encouraged, but I love it when God bring a plan together, and you know that's one of your old pictures, but still yet, and that's what he did, just want to prove himself the more in us, but in you. Let God, like I said, sometimes people only have, as I told you before, sometimes they don't have but a day or either if there's access to speak or either sometimes pastors have to call us about it that same day or a minister or another person. We just got to prepare ourselves to stand on God's word. When we let go and let God, and like you were saying, when we step out of the way and let God, look what he did. And he does it every time. So it's ready for you to trust God, rest in the Lord, be a hearer and a doer, and just be obedient like Evangelist Noom was just saying. It's for all of us and how God blessed And I just thank God, glory to God, for so many other little points out. Like I said a few things already earlier, but we'll talk later. And Brother Black, I've blessed the Lord, because the only one I was thinking about was Herod. But when you brought about Nebuchadnezzar, that flooded my spirit back, glory to God, about that glory, because when it was given the title, I thought about Herod, but I also thought about even so many times, like I said, even this day, how people are taking God's glory in things instead of acknowledging that it was God. They're taking it on for themselves. And even when you brought about Nebuchadnezzar, in his case, he was being able to be restored after so many years suffering, but because of that. But even in Herod, when he got so caught up, we just never know how God gonna move, because he know the heart of every man, and he know the end thereof. And he was totally destroyed because he took all that the glory from God when they were saying he's a God, and he could have stopped right then and not acknowledged. But when pride is already in there, and that was brought out too in the word of, believe my sister and you too as well, brought out. So I'm not going to take it any further, because I'm telling you, it was some great things that were said on both sides, and having the faith, and that's scripture Providence and News talked about, and that's something I say a lot too, is about Jesus is on board already and so forth, and we have the Holy Spirit, and then we'll turn back around and still yet he give us a word. But that's because of that relationship and because of our faith and our trust, because if we don't have that faith and trust, then you can have a key to a car and go over to God and scared to drive it. But in the meantime, when we walk in that fear, but if we turn back around and have that relationship with him, keep ourselves built up and spend time with him daily, not saying we're not going to miss it and we're not going to be exempt from some things, but in the meantime, that don't give that the more we pursue after him, that's less power that the enemy will have to overpower us and bring fear and torment and have us, glory to God, bringing in doubt and whatever like this, and so that way we can remember who's on board. Praise the Lord. So I thank God for both of you, and especially even, you know, just how God just blessed and poured it out, and things that God just brought y'all hot off the press out of y'all spirits tonight as well. And how one charges the other one in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's so wonderful. So I'm going to stop there. Thank God again. We had third Sunday service, because next week is a time, glory to God, that people. Huh?
There's one other that wanted to make a comment.
Oh, someone wanted to make someone else? Go ahead, my dear. Go ahead. Oh, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, husband.
Wanted to give thanks to the ministers that brought forth the word tonight, Minister Alicia Noom and Minister Black. How with both messages coming forth, teaching and pointing out how we need to lean not too much on our own understanding, but to trust and have faith, and also give credit to God, give God his glory, and not to take honor for ourselves, but recognize that if we are walking daily through God's guidance and all that we do, then in all that we do, we give glory back to him. Amen.
Amen. That's a powerful word in a little short package. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was Brother Archibald Noom, Alicia's husband. Praise God for that response, too, as well. That's an encouragement to hear that, which is true in that package. Amen. Bless the Lord. Is anyone else that got omitted? Because we're just trying to make it where the possibility speak. And no matter say anything, you know, I keep it going, rolling on. But I bless God that she was able to let us know to hear from you. So that's a blessing. Thank God got you back safely from Texas in them 2 weeks. Praise the Lord. I bless
Minister
the Lord.
BJ,
Minister
BJ, I wanted to mention something that Minister Anoon brought out when she was talking about how you got to be willing to give up that control. And, you know, she mentioned about how women has had to really, Apostle Prophet Bird said that, how women have had to be in those positions. But I'm saying this because I had a call before the prayer line, and it was my spiritual son that lives in Atlanta. Now, he was married, and he's been divorced from one wife, and a horrible relationship there. But then he jumped the skillet again and got married again. I said, you can't jump these skillets. You just got out of one thing, and I said, you need to wait on God. And nope, but he did. And now, and I noticed I've been seeing him coming on the ministry line, but I haven't seen his wife. I said, what's going on? Because she's like, she's going on. And I said, well, then he had to tell me that relationship is over with. And now he's got a thing of saying that, well, he just can't, he don't want to have nothing to do with black women because he can't be whatever it is for them. But men come from hurt places, women come from hurt places. And I was telling him, you know what, you need to pause and get with God and spend time with him. And he's a minister, praise God, and he does really good in his ministry. But to me, you need to stop, wait, get your relationship right with God first. And I don't doubt his relationship with the Lord, but I think he needs to stop looking at people. You know, sometimes we look at some people a certain way. You need to see people from God's perspective. You need to start seeing them differently and wait and see if the Holy Spirit say this is the person that's for you instead of just waiting. But you need to work on, I believe that a person cannot get in a good relationship with another person until their relationship with the Lord is right first. If your relationship is lacking, you're missing some areas in your life, as Brother Black was saying, sweep around your own front door. That's how I put it. Sweep around your own front door. Get yourself together before you try to add somebody else to that equation. And then you wondering after you jump that skillet with somebody else and you wonder, why did that work out? You know, is there something wrong with me? Am I seeing this wrong or what? And then if you think you got all the answers, you better go back to God and sit down at the feet of Jesus and learn something in Jesus' name. I just wanted to bring that out because somebody else may be struggling with situations like that. But we got to get it right with God before we can include somebody else in that equation. I'm going to put it like that. Amen. I just want to say that. So that was a rhema word. It really was a good word because people are going through stuff and they need help and good, wise counsel. Amen.
And praise God, we will be praying for that tonight because you can't be effective as a minister or either as a sister or brother in life because become prejudiced, then when it's time to minister or someone else going to, you're going to have your opinion and you're not going to hear from God. You just cause some heartache or derail somebody else's life. So he does
right.
Need in a hurry. If he's ministering the gospel to get that right with that healing, he needs to take place inside and wait on God, like you're saying, and hear God because
Amen.
This can be very dangerous. Because now your
opinions
when we come in when you're trying to minister to somebody else and you can cause somebody else's life to be disrailed or your opinion coming in cause other things and then it's going to turn back around, bring a report too because this is what so-and-so said, this, that, and the other, and he's a man of God, he's this, that, and the other. But in the meantime, all that heartache, he needs to release it over into the Lord, step back until you can hear and keep your mouth closed about the situation until about minister to anybody on that level until you get your life right with that. So whoever he is,
Amen.
God, we're praying right now with the prayers with Minister Evangelist already praying for him, but we are praying that yoke be destroyed and the conviction that he can't rest, sleep until he get it right and watch what come out of his mouth because you said the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. And I pray strong conviction that he don't turn back around and cause others' lives to be turned around and don't minister effectively. And that's not his place right now to give anybody any instructions. Glory to God, because opinions have come out. And as a man of God has said many years ago, we shouldn't have opinions. When it comes to the things of God, we better be hearing your word and making sure we're hearing
Amen.
You and not allowing ourselves to be formless. Thank God for the word tonight. Pray God's his healing. Pray his deliverance. Pray glory to God in the name of Jesus that you will have your way in his life as he yields himself and avails himself to you in the name of Jesus. As God, as we all, whatever this word that came forth tonight, wherever it hit in our lives, let it not be something that bounced off and, yeah, a shooter, and like the woman of God said, a hearer, let us be a doer. Practice it. All of it may not happen all at once, but stay in step by step because your word says, Psalms 119, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Back to that trust and that faith. Glenda Nichols, you said faith is the only thing that pleases you. So, God, we thank you that we'll step out the way. Don't make sure that we're not letting no glory Even though you gave us these talents, these giftings, in the name of Jesus, call on our lives. Let us not let even the little foxes come in to get any of your glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God for our prophets of doom, for minister glory to God, as the Lord blessed in the prophetic in the life of Minister Black too as well. Stir up a fire in them. Give them strength. Restore the virtue back in them. Even though ones may be working all week and running and all this going on, the other one may be through services and everything, but whatever the situation is, restore glory. And give them wisdom how to take care of those vessels so they can be out here for longevity, glory to God, to continue to carry out God's word. Help them even the more, glory to God, to trust and rest in you that your will be done. Blessing their families and their home. Bless, glory to God, those that came on and was able to come on. And God, we pray that we continue to take that word within us and let it continue to work things out of us and build each other up in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, and this celebration time is for you. That you, glory, remember the reason is for you, the reason for the season. And the best present we ever had in our lives, we acknowledge you, is the present that you gave that gift when Jesus gave you his son, and his son gave his life and gave us, glory, hallelujah, opportunity to come to be redeemed back to the Father and have the Holy Spirit to help us on. Thank God. Help us to present this present and this gifting to others all around us, not just for this one season, but we as believers better know the season is every day of our lives as we, glory to God, be able to open up our eyes and be able, glory to God, to thank you for each day. We bless you. Whatever it is that's needed in these households, in these bodies, God, we pray divine healing, divine touch. We thank you for that divine touch of your word and the anointing of the woman of God, how, glory to God, she stands on God's word, even for the respiratory problem, and God, you brought her through to testify of the glory of God this day. Thank you for Mother Willette, the evangelist. God, you continue to bless. We bind up any reoccurrences. Pray and you touch each one of our bodies, because even while we're celebrating you, there's things going on in our lives and in our bodies, but we're standing on your word to keep us through it in the name of Jesus. Even the challenges with this lymphedema this week, God, thank God for all the prayers, and thank God for you proving yourself, and the devil is a liar, God, in all of the situations that he tried to destroy us with. But God, in it all, you strengthen us and building us up that we can hold on to faith and stand on your word and encourage one and testify of the goodness of the Lord. Some may be, glory to God, a little slower than others. Others may be, glory to God, on a fast pace on whatever that particular thing that you are bringing us through. But God, you get the glory in each thing, and we just keep the faith. So we bless every household, the families, the children, glory to the situation, even the stuff going on in Ukraine, over in Israel, all around us. God, all we can do is pray and believe you. God, help us not to get disheartened and get desensitized, but still pray and seek your face. Even the homeless, the ones, glory to God, that whether they choose or not, or whether it happens for whatever situation, things going on in our homes, things that are going on, glory to God, in our neighbors, things going on around us. But God, we're praying, believing you. You're still in control. Hold on to the joy. Hold on to the peace. Hold on to the promises. In the name of Jesus, this too shall pass. Even the grieving time, Lord, let us not let grief grip our hearts, even for the people that we love and close to us, that it don't overwhelm us, that we miss out and find ourselves deviating off the path, and we miss the time when you wanted us to do something at that time because we got overwhelmed. You don't sit so high that you don't be touched down here without infirmities. But God, help us to not let it overtake us, but we're going to have that time that we go through some things. But God, we cast these cares back as we pray one for another and bear one another burden. Thank you for such love. Thank you for such mercy. Thank you for such grace. Thank you for just your loving kindness. Thank you for one another. Thank you for the ones that love it on you and loving one another. And God, help us to learn more and more to walk in the agape, walk in the forgiveness, but walk in obedience. And the word come alive as we study it. I love you today. I appreciate divine connection. Lord, it's been a blessing and still is a blessing, and great things yet you're still doing in these, glory to God, these women and this man of God that stands firm. We pray for Sister Rachel. Pray for Sister Laura. Touch them and strengthen them and encourage them too. We bless you for all that you do every day. God, we thank you for even our new birth of these new babies in the spiritual realm and in the natural. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we bind you up, Satan, all your little cords, every setup, every trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, this COVID and this respiratory, everything you're trying to trip us up with, glory to God and the arthritis and all things going on, heart, the things, canceling assignments, everything that try to come up with this concussion with Pastor, God, she's going to be able to hear from God. God, everything that's going on in our life, even the things going on in jobs and changing jobs and getting to all, whatever, you get glory, praise, and honor. And the protection you give us every day and every night on the highways, byways, airways, even in our own homes, when we hear all these tragedies. God, your protection every day. Them angels that be about us, even when danger is all around us. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory tonight. We give you praise, and we pray more and more to be hearers and doers and thankful of your grace and mercy in Jesus' name. We loose the enemy from this assignment. We call back our peace, joy, strength, courage, encouragement. The joy of the Lord be our strength. And the financial blessing, spiritual blessing, and whatever we can be a blessing, spiritual, natural, or physical, help us to do so in Jesus' name. We love you, and we bind up, glory out the works of the enemy, any transferring spirits, and we call back, hallelujah, the will of the Lord be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Blessed be the name
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
Thank
God.
You.
So bless the Lord. Have a pray the ones that we will talk and not see, but hear from probably until next week. But nevertheless, I pray a marvelous, wonderful celebration time for Jesus and your families and glory to God, friends, and whatever you decide to do. And even if it's just to rest and enjoy, we bless God, praise God, that it'll be a wonderful time and speaking life to each one of us and health with it and blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Merry Christmas to everyone.
But he got us through it. So bless God. We're going to pray and be binding that up for tomorrow. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My mind
Amen.
That went all the way to next week like we ain't rap service tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
Mother said,
you,
oh, Mother Alexander said, all right now. All right, then. God bless them. We got another time together again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Love
Amen.
Y'all.
And thank you for the prayers. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amazing grace.
Good night.
Always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. Well, y'all can go. I'm just singing glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Good night. Hello. Hallelujah. You bought my liberty. Thank you, Lord. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus.